be in the front.
在后面，有些是在前头。
Hopefully everyone knows which Bible you're using this morning.
希望大家都知道我们用的圣经是哪一本。
First of all, I'd like to just bring greetings from the saints in Vancouver and the saints in Seattle.
温哥华聚会的弟的姊妹们相。
Zerubbabel Ibanget in he has to say greet the saints.
昨天我收到寄来的一封信，他也是在信后面问大家安。
And I was reminding that as our brother
sharing this morning, whole concept of
and one.
今天早上我就因着中弟兄的交通，我们再次被提醒，我们是合一的。
There is only one body, and their joy.Our joys and their sorrows are our sorrows.
他们的喜乐就是我们的喜乐，他们的忧愁也就是我们的忧愁。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
创世纪第一章二十七节，二十六节。
The first thing I do is give a scripture. No.
我首先就是把一些圣经节我还没有给给把他他没有接我的圣经，让我让他看看我是不是
这个
昨天我给了他一些圣经节，但这节不是在其中。
He thought we were going to start in Genesis 2.
他以为我们从第二章开始。
Before we read this scripture, I just hope that everyone this morning has come to meet the Lord.
在我们读圣经以前，我希望大家来今天早上来到主面前，就是来遇见主。
I hope that no one is here to hear from me.
希望来在座的人没有一个人来是来听我讲道。
Or to hear from other brothers and sisters, or to meet other brothers and sisters.
也不是来听其他弟兄姊妹讲道，或者来遇见其他的弟兄姊妹们。
Our sole purpose of coming together like this is actually to meet God.
我们在聚在一起的唯一的目的就是来遇见神。
And that's one of the reasons we just had that time of prayer was to prepare ourselves because this truly is holy ground.
就是我们在祷告的时候，就是来预备我们自己，因为这是圣地。
And the Lord would like to speak to us this morning.
主今天早上也愿意来对我们说话。
But because of weakness, because of the encroachment of the world, because of our self-life, God has to enter in by His Holy Spirit to allow that to happen.
因着我们自己，或者是这个世界四维环境给我们的残累，我们必须要来到主面前。
This morning we're going to only read less than 20 verses, but we're going to read them in many different passages.
今天早上我们不会念我们念差不多二十节圣经，但是这些就是让我们看见。
And I'd like everyone to consider what is the common thread through these 16, 17 verses we're about to read.
我希望大家借着我们所读的这十六、十七节圣经里面，看见有一条线。
I'll give you a clue.It has to do with God's practical purpose for each one of us here on this earth.
我给你们一个提示，就是让就是要看见神在我们生活中一个目的。
So let's determine, let's see if we can see as we read these various verses what it is that God's true purpose is for each one of us.
让我们当我们读这些圣经经节的时候，让我们看见神在我们身上真正的目的是什么。
Not only His purpose for this hour here, but this afternoon and all through the week.
不仅只是这个小时，今天下午或者这整一周的时间。
In fact, every moment, every second of this coming week.
乃是这每一分每一秒的时间。
Genesis 1:26.
创世纪第一章二十六节。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式照人。
Second chapter of Genesis,
第二章
verse 18,
十八节。
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
Chapter 4,
第四章
verse 4。
第四节。
Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord looked upon Abel, for the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
第五章二十二节。
And after Enoch begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
Verse 24, and Enoch walked with God.
第二十四节，以诺与神同行。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
第六章第九节。
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Chapter 20.
第二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下第二十章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever?
我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？
Underlining that last phrase, your friend.
请注意朋友。
God's friend.
你朋友就是神的朋友。
Hosea.
何西阿书。
Everyone knows that where that is from Sunday school. Same chapter, Hosea 2.
何西阿书第二章。
Hosea 2 chapter, Hosea 2 verses 19 and 20.
何西阿书第二章十九节二十节。
I will betroth you to me forever. This is God speaking. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
这是耶和华神说话。我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我，耶和华。
For those who think that we are going to get bogged down in the Old Testament, let's turn to Luke 2.
让我们翻到路加福音第二章。
25th verse.
第二十五节。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, waiting for the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者，就是弥赛亚来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
And this woman, and her name is Anna. Anna was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
亚拿他现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
Acts 13:22.
使徒行传十三章二十二节。
And when God had removed Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart.Who will do all my will?
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
The last scripture is found in Revelation.
最后我们读启示录。
Verse 20, chapter 21.
二十一章。
Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章。
And let's read three verses here, beginning with verse 2. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
21章第2节，我约翰又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 7。
第七节。
He who overcomes shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Verse 9。
第九节。
Then one of the seven angels who had seven bowls filled with seven last plagues came to me, talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻指给你看。
Again, ask the Lord for his blessing.
那我们再祈求神的祝福。
Father, again this morning we're reminded of our finiteness, our inability.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们再看见我们自己的不行。
We're reminded of our great need, Father, for your anointing.
我们是何等需要你的膏油。
So by faith, Father, we just thank you for anointing the hearers and the speaking.
我们因着信，我们就感谢你，你膏听的人也膏说话的人。
That we might understand even a little more clearer this morning our purpose for being on this earth.
今天早上，我们能够明白我们生活在世上的目的是什么。
Thank you for meeting us again this morning.
谢谢你早上再来遇见我们。
We thank you in Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣之名
，Amen. There are several stages that each one of us go through during our time on this earth.
在我们在地上的时间，我们每一个人都要经过几个阶段。
We begin often, or all of us really, with a very selfish, self-centered attitude.
每一个人。人都是以自我中心开始。
God really does not exist.
神并不存在。
But then we move often into a stage of God consciousness where we become aware, is there a God, behind creation?
然后我们就进入到一个阶段，我们就开始问说，到底有没有神，在谁创造这个宇宙万有。
And from this God consciousness comes, of the Lord himself.
然后我们就进到我们可以看见神。
The Lord in his mercy reveals that there is a plan, there is a God, and that there is a way to God.
因着神的怜悯，他就向我们显示他是有神，他是有一个计划。
And by a simple act of faith, we recognize and we receive Christ as the purpose behind God's plan.
我们因着信，我们就接受基督是在神的旨意里面。
We receive God's salvation.
我们接受了神的救赎。
And then for many of us, sometimes a short time, sometimes maybe a year or two will go by, we become aware of this word baptism.
然后在对我们每一个人，有些人是短一点，有些人是长一点，我们就开始想到受浸的事情。
And we see that it's God's plan that we be separated from the world.
我们就看见是神的计划，他要我们离开这与这世界分开出来。
Although we are in the world, there is a means, there is a plan for us to be in our heart separated from this world and separated into Christ, into God.
虽然我们还生活在这个世界上，但是有一个方法，有一条路，就是让我们的心从这个世界上被分别出来，归给神。
This stage is often accompanied with a learning.Phase, a learning of doctrine, a learning about God.
那在这个阶段里面，同时我们也开始来学习信心的功课，来学习关于神的事情。
And often our accompanying this learning is a teaching stage.
同时也有教导圣经的。
Where we begin sharing with others this relationship that we have with God through Christ.
我们也开始与别人交通到我们与神的借着基督我们与神的关系。
And then we come into even a deeper relationship with the Lord. There is a time often in our life where we just abandon all of our plans, all of our goals, and we allow the Lord to be truly Lord of our life.
然后我们就进入到另外一个阶段， 更深的阶段，就是我们放下我们在生活中一切的所有，我们愿意主成为我们的主。
It's at this time that Christ becomes all and in all, which is really God's goal.
在这个阶段里面，基督就成为一切，又在一切之中，这就是神的旨意。
And from this, total surrender, from this deepening, from Christ being all, there is fruit.
那我们这样子完全的交在神的手中，让主在我们生活中成为主，就会结果子。
The Holy Spirit, and His main job is this, has reconstituted, has infused the life of Christ in us, and out, there is an outflow of this abundant life.
圣灵的工作就是把基督的生命组织在我们的里面，然后让这个生命能够流露出来。
And this life, is demonstrated by love, joy, peace, discipline, wisdom.
那这个生命就借着爱仁义这些节制这些果子表现出来。
Patience, kindness, and even a deepening faith.
仁爱仁慈或者是更深的信心。
But what is the practical reason for us being conformed to the image of Christ?
那我们被磨成神的形象的实际的原因是什么呢？
I think often we think that it would be nice to be a spiritual person and be sort of a museum piece.
有时候我们想说，我们最好成为一个属灵的人，好像就放在博物馆里面。
God can say, there is a real righteous, there is a godly, there is a holy person.
那让神说，这实在是一个义人，是一个虔诚的人。
Is this God's purpose?
这是不是神的目的呢？
He's made us into His Son. He has reconstituted His very nature in us. Well, what is the reason? Just to be this museum piece?
神把我们称为成他的儿子，把他的性情组织在我们里面。他真正的目的是什么呢？
We know that for 6,000 years, God has been recovering everything back to His Son. That's his purpose. We learn this in Colossians.
在哥罗西书我们看见过去6000年来神一直在恢复一切的事情都归于他的儿子基督里面。
When man partook of that fruit, he became an individual. He became a God unto himself.
当人吃了那个果子以后，他就成为，就变成他以自我为中心的一个人。
And he began to take credit for everything.
他自己得到
He began to take glory for everything.
他把荣耀都归给他自己。
Glory in himself.
荣耀他自己。
I am important.
我是很重要的。
I have rights.
我有我的权利。
This is my job.
这是我的工作。
I have my goals.
我有我的目标。
And God has been spending 6,000 years recovering us from that state.That's the same state that you and I were born with, is this self-centered state.
过去六千年神一直在恢复人脱离那个自我为中心的那个光景。
God has been recovering us for a particular purpose.
神恢复我们有一个目标，有个目的。
Again, not just to be this holy spiritual person.
并不只是一个非常属灵的一个人。
But,to have fellowship with him.
乃是与他有交通。
This morning we read in that first verse that we were made in the likeness of God.
今天我们读的第一节圣经就让我们看见说我们是照着他的形象所造的。
And all of the verses that we read this morning really give us a picture that we have been, been made for a certain purpose.
今天早上我们读的所有的圣经里面都让我们看见我们被造是有一个目的。
And that purpose is to abide in the presence of the Lord.
就是住在神的同在之中。
And all those scriptures that we read this morning were examples of this purpose.
所以我们所读的所有经典里面都是有这一个目的在里面。
This practical purpose.
是一个实际的一个目的在里面。
That God desires to have fellowship with us.
神愿意与我们交通。
And that first verse that we read, where it says, "And we were made in God's likeness," is a the beginning or the proof of what God is after.
神照着我们自己的神照着他自己的形象造人，这就是一个第一步的一个证据。
We're different than the animal.
我们与动物是不同的。
It does not say in Genesis 1 or Genesis 2 that the animals, although very beautiful, although very unique and different, none of them were made in the likeness of God.
在创世纪第一章、第二章里面，虽然动物是非常好、非常美丽、非常独特，但是它并没有说它们是按着神的形象被造的。
So the very thought, the very first thought of God in creating us was so that there could be a coalescence with Him, there could be a oneness with Him.
神造人的第一个目的就是要我们要人与神能够合一。
And in that second scripture in Genesis 2 we read, it is not good for man to live alone.
在第二章我们就读到说那人独居不好。
And here again, we have God's heart.
在这边我们又看见神的心意。
God's really talking about His own heart there, not really man or Adam.
在这里神实在是说出他的心意，并不是指着亚当或者人的心。
We could read that verse, it is not good for God to live alone.
我们甚至可以这样说，神独居不好。
So I'll make someone like myself.
所以他要创造一个人，造一个人像他一样。
And so in this example right there, we see this word marriage.
在这一节圣经我们就看到结婚
which is an example that we see from Genesis all the way to Revelation as to what God's real intention for all of us is.
从创世纪到启示录我们一直看到神的心意 就是在这里
and that is to be married to Him.
就是让我们与他结婚
to have a love affair with God.
与他相爱
For us to be submissive to Him.
让我们能够顺服他。
For us to have a forgiving heart one to another.
让我们能够彼此赦免。
For us to be selfless and generous.
让我们能够没有自我，然后变成很宽大。
For there to be communication.
这样子就有交通。
Where there is not bullying by the man or cleverness by the woman.
并没有
Cleverness?
或者是
Tricky.
男人的或者是女人的智慧。
Men have a tendency to bully. This is the way we're going to do it, honey.
男人比较喜欢说这就是我要做的。
Women are much more subtle. They're clever.
女人就比较智慧一点。
And the Lord has given us this picture of marriage beginning in Genesis 2 all the way to the bride in Revelation 21 to show us What his plan is.
从创世纪第二章一直到启示录，神就让我们看见在这个婚姻里面，然后他的目的是什么。
The Bible is not that complicated.
圣经其实并不是那么复杂。
God wants to have a relationship with us. We don't want to have a relationship with him.
神愿意与我们有一个关系，但是我们却不愿意。
I think if we truly understood God's intention of marriage, it makes the most beautiful example to understand really what God's purpose is.
若是我们能够看见真正看见神在婚姻里面他真正的目的的话我们就能够看见这是一个他美丽的计划
The problem with the example is that we've adulterated the marriage
但是这个问题就是我们就在婚姻里面犯了奸淫
Even as Christians our marriages are not spontaneous there is often little love and as a result The illustration that God is trying to demonstrate to us often breaks down.
即使是基督徒，我们也不是
But I think there is an example that will help us understand what God is after, and that is man-woman relationship.
但是从这边我们也看见神的。一个给我们的一个例子就是让我们看见男人和女人的婚姻的关系
The relationship we often see before the marriage
他们在结婚前面的关系
is a better example than after the marriage sad to say
甚至是比他们结婚以后的关系更好
Before the marriage there is a spontaneity between the two there is a spontaneousness
在结婚以前他们彼此之间有一个非常自然的关系。
There is a naturalness about this relationship.
非常自然的关系。
We do not have to think whether or not we're going to accept and love this person. It comes from the heart. It's very natural.
是非常自然的，全部是完全是从心里出来的。你不会再想说我是不是能够爱这个人，或者是接纳这个人。
If the lady should say, I want to go do some shopping at the mall afternoon, the man says, I'd love to join.
若是太太若是女孩子说我下午想要去买点东西，那男的一定说我愿意跟你，我很愿意陪你。
Or the man decides to go to the football game and the wife says.Just to be in your presence, I want to go.
男的说的是他要去看球赛的话，那女的也说我只要愿意跟你在一起，我就高兴。
So this is God's really his intent when he gave us this marriage example all through the Bible, so that we could understand really what he's after with his in our relationship.
神给我们在圣经里面给我们的婚姻的关系，就是让我们看见他在我们身上的目标目的是什么。
We read that verse this morning about Abel.
我们今天早上读到关于亚伯的事。
In that short verse, we really learn a lot about God's practical purpose for us.
我们在这短短的经文里面真的看见神的真正实际的目标目的是什么。
There is such a difference the way Abel's sacrifice is described in Cain.
亚伯的献祭与该隐的献祭是何等的不同。
It says he brought the firstborn, the firstling, it says in the Old Kingdom, the firstling, plural, of all his flock. That would be cows, sheep, and goats.
他是把他所有牲畜中头生的，那是有羊群，他的牛都带到神的面前。
Yeah, just one sheep, you kind of get this idea with Abel when you quickly read the story that he brought one sheep in and that was it. No, this is a constant relationship he has with God. Daily, monthly, there are cattle, sheep, and goats being born that are the first. The first to open the womb was the best and given to God.
我们常以为说亚伯只是将一只羊献上，不是，他乃是每一周每一个月有头生的，不管是羊群里面的牛群里面，他都献给神。
Since I'm a farmer, I understand to always bring the best and the first would be you'd have to have your heart right.
我自己是农夫，所以我知道，若是要把头生所有头生子都献上的话，你的心必须是对的。
There's a natural tendency to keep that.
我们天然人的性情就是要把它留下来。
And that's why all through the Bible we even see this word tithe because it tests our heart.
我们在圣经里面就看到要奉献这件事，这是来试验我们的心。
God doesn't need our money.
神并不需要我们的钱。
But he does know our heart.
但是他知道我们的心。
And he knows that money is one of those things that can catch our heart faster than anything.
他知道金钱实在是能够比任何的事情都更能够夺我们的心。
So he set up the tithe.
所以他立了这个奉献。
So that when we get our check,The first thing we have to do is give the first tenth back to the Lord.
所以当我们收到我们的薪水的时候，我们就把这个头身不是刚十分之一献给神。
And this is a test.
这是一个试验。
Some get used to it and they just automatically do it. It's kind of like, I write this check out for my savings and this check out for the Lord, and there's no thought that goes into it.
有些人就变成一个习惯，就好像说我开这张支票是为了我的存款，另外一张支票是为了什么事情，一点心意都没有。
Again, here the Lord wants to have communication with us, and let me just inject this. I think when we receive our income, it's an excellent opportunity to say, Lord, number one, thank you, worship. Number two, what would you have me to do with this portion that is yours?And not get into a habit and a duty only and a ritual without the reality of worshiping the Lord.
我与你们交通这里，就当我们收到我们的薪水的时候，第一个，我们就先来感谢神，来敬拜他。 第二个我们就来到神面前问他说他要我们怎么样使用这一部分的钱并不只是一个遗文或者是一个习惯而已。
Abel not only brought the firstborn of his flock, but it says, and he brought the fat.
亚伯不仅把羊群中头生的带来也把脂油带来。
And I said before, one thing about that should make us happy about the Bible, and that is, fat is good.
在圣经里面有一件事让我们很高兴就是有脂油是好的。
In this 21st century we live in, we've come up with this thing that fat is not good.
在我们二十世纪里面我们认为肥胖都不是好的。
Where this is man's imagination.
这乃是人出来的。
Because as we study carefully the Bible, we see how the Lord loves fat.
当我们仔细读圣经时我们看见我们的主是何等的喜爱脂油。
We brought the fat this past hour when we were worshiping the Lord.
在过去一小时当我们在一起敬拜神的时候我们就带脂油来。
Fat is the excess.
脂油就是我们多余的。
Fat is the joy.
脂油就是喜乐。
Fat is the praise.
脂油就是赞美。
It's the thanksgiving.
是感谢。
So from that one word fat, we see why Abel was different than Cain.
所以从脂油这个字我们就看见为什么神看中了亚伯和他的供物。
And what does God say about that fat when it's laid on the altar?
那神怎么说呢当他把脂油献上的时候
It becomes that sweet smell.
就变成一个馨香的气息。
So, we see in Abel's life a relationship.
我们在亚伯的身上看见他与神有一个关系。
We also read about Enoch.
我们也读到挪亚。
Enoch
walked
with God.
以诺与神同行。
I love those two words, walked with.
我喜欢那个就是与。
Doesn't that connote a relationship?
同行与神同行。这就是一个关系。
Do you find yourself walking with, or do you find yourself walking ahead or behind?
你发现你自己是同行呢还是走在前面还是走在后面呢
Again, we see why the Lord was able to just take Enoch right into heaven.
这就是我们看见为什么神要把以诺接到天上。
How could he do that?
他怎么能够这样子做呢
Because they had a relationship.
因为他们有一个关系。
They were not foreigners.
他们并不是陌生的人。
He understood God, God understood him.
以诺知道神神也认识他。
And so there could be that walk into heaven.
所以他们可以一起走上走他神可以把他接到天上去。
The next person we looked at was Noah.
下一个人我们看到就是挪亚。
And that same phrase is used, walked with.
挪亚神也用了说与神同行。
And we see the picture of the ark there.
我们也看见那个方舟的
And all of you know the ark is just simply a picture of Christ.
我们知道方舟就是预表基督。
And Noah could receive the craziest order from the Lord that probably anyone has ever received.
挪亚从主那边接来的那个意念实在是很疯狂的。
It wasn't his job to figure out the order.
他并不但是这个并不是他自己他应该来辨明的。
As we learned in Sunday school this morning, his job was what? To obey.
他的工作就是要顺服。
And so for 120 years, he obeyed and built the ark.
所以120年之久他就顺服然后建造那方舟。
And the result was safety in Christ.
他的结果就是在基督里面得到安全。
And we read a verse regarding Abraham.
我们也读到关于亚伯拉罕的经文。
And it said, Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
How would you like to be considered the friend of God?
你认为怎么样？若是你是神的朋友的话。
Is it possible?
能可能吗
？How do you maintain a friendship?
你如何来保持这个友谊呢
？Communication，
就是要有交通。
Talking to the person，
要与他说话。
Also receive, let that person talk to us。
然后让那个人也对我们说话。
This is why we read this book。
这就是我们为什么要读圣经。
I think sometimes we learn certain things like the important thing is to have devotion.
有时候我们会觉得说有一个很重要的事情就是早上要来亲近主。
But we fail to connect it with the purpose.
但是我们常常疏忽了这个他目的的他的目的。
The purpose is to have a communion.
他的目的乃是要我们有交通。
To satisfy why God created man 6,000 years ago.
让神能够得到满足。
He wants man just to live and abide in his presence.
神要人能够活在跟住在他里面。
If we don't hear those stories about Jericho and God's power, then we don't trust it.
若是我们没有听到耶利哥城的故事和他的神的能力，我们就没有办法学习来相信他。
How many times do we become overconfident after a couple of days and we do not talk to the Lord and we try to go out and take our city AI?
有时你们有没有经历过说有几天没有与神交通以后你就认为自己很行然后就开始去进攻爱城。
Run into a very frustrating thing at work or with our family and then we retreat back to God. God, what happened? What did I do wrong?
也许在工作里或者在家庭里碰到非常搅扰我们的事情那我们就问说然后退回一步说神我们要怎么搞的呢
?But we see from that even how God uses our defeat. To bring us to what? Communion with Him.
我们就看见神用我们的失败带我们回到与他的交通里面。
We also read that this morning that Abraham was a friend of God.
今天早上我们读到亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
And there's also another example that we see again throughout the Bible, and that's the tabernacle.
在整本圣经里我们一直看到会幕。
What's the purpose of the tabernacle?
会幕的目的是什么?
What was the purpose of the tabernacle?
会幕的目的是什么?
God presenting himself with his people.
神与他的子民同在。
So the purpose of God is demonstrated with this tabernacle.
所以神的目的也从这会幕里面看到。
We also read David was a man after God's own heart.
我们也看见大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
His heart was like God.
他的心就像神的心一样。
Even though there were times when David sinned, in his heart, he thought like God.
即使有大卫在一些事情上犯罪了，但是他的心就是神就为着神的心意着想。
When that heart, when representing the Lord Jesus was brought back, why did David dance with joy?
当神的约柜就是表示神的同在回来说为什么大卫欢喜跳舞
Why could David say We have our home Where is the place for God? Where is the place for God? We have our homes but where is the place for God?
为什么大卫会说是我有住在皇宫里那神居住的所在在哪里呢
Why did he say that?
他为什么要这样子说
Because he knew what God was after
因为他知道神的心意是什么。
God wanted to be in their presence. He wanted to be talking to them.
神愿意住在他子民中间，他愿意与他的子民交通。
He wanted to be the center of their life.
他愿意成为他们生活的中心。
Then we skip down to that beautiful story of Anna and Simeon.
然后我们就到那美丽的故事安娜跟亚拿跟西面。
Do we see how these two people were in tune with the Lord to see that this little baby was the Messiah.
我们看见这两个人他们是知道神看见说这个婴儿就是耶稣。
You know, the Lord puts a lot of little Bethlehems in our life.
神常常把很多的伯利恒放在我们生活中间。
But most of us aren't in tune, so we don't see the Messiah.
但是常常我们与神的频率我们并没有对准神的频率是我们没有看见。
There's not one thing that occurred in this week in your life, not one thing that occurred that God didn't sovereignly allow to happen.
在这一个礼拜中所发生的每一件事情都是神主权
Good or bad.
的允许。
Good or bad. Everything that happened, God sovereignly made a decision for you that person,That event, that circumstance should come through your life.
不管是好的或是坏的，神主权的允许这一个人这一件事情要在我们生活中经过。
But because we do not see Christ in it, it becomes many times a discouragement.
但是常常因为我们没有看见基督在里面，所以常常这些事情就成为令我们泄气的事。
Becomes a threat. The Christ child became a threat to Herod.
这个婴儿，这个婴儿基督就成为希律的一个威胁。
But to a few shepherds.
但对于那些牧羊人。
To some wise men in another country.
那些智慧的人。
To Anna and Simeon, this became reality.
对亚拿和西面这些，这就是这成为一个实际。
They lived. You read those two verses. 25th verse and the 37th verse of Luke 2, and you see one thing, they lived in the presence of the Lord.
在路加二章跟二十五节跟三十七节，你们看见他们是活在神的同在之中的。
So a crying little baby with no sense, apparent sense at all, they saw it as the Christ child.
虽然只是一个小小的婴儿，但是他们就看见基督。
By communion with the Lord, we will not miss those little Bethlehem.
若是我们能够与神有交通的话，我们就不会错过这一些伯利恒。
We didn't read anything about Paul, but there are many examples in Paul's life where he lived in the presence of the Lord.
我们没有读关于保罗的经节，但是在他的生活中，我们也常常看见他活在神的同在之中。
And I'm going to just mention one, since just 2 weeks ago we studied it on Friday night.
我就提出来一点，因为在两个礼拜以前，我们在周五晚上就读到在哥林多前书。
First Corinthians 7, don't look out at.
哥林多前书第七章。
In 1 Corinthians 7, we see Paul making many statements like this. God didn't tell me this, but I think that God would agree.
他常常这样说，神没有这样子吩咐我，但是我说这话，神会同意的。
Now we know that Ephesians is the high watermark of Paul's teaching.
我们知道在以弗所书是保罗教训里面的最高的地方。
But I think we have to put 1 Corinthians 7 right up there at the top.
但是我们必须要把哥林多前书第七章放在更高一点的位置。
He had such a relationship with the Lord, he could speak even ahead or on behalf of the Lord.
他与神有这么样亲密的关系，所以他能够替神先说话，或者是替神说话。
Paul's no different than us.
保罗与我们是有同样性情的人。
1 Corinthians 2, I think the last verse, it says, we have the mind of Christ.
在哥林多前书第二章里面，他就说我们有基督的心了。
We have to be communing with him.
但是我们必须要与他有交通。
24 hours a day.
24小时一天。
Every minute of the day.
每一分钟。
There are more examples, just touch them quickly, of God's purpose. One is that we're called sons.
我们在其他的例子就是我们是神的儿子。
We're called children.
我们是神的孩子。
We're called family of God.
我们是神的家。
And we're being made as a bride.
我们乃是被预备是新妇。
All of these brothers and sisters are pictures of really what God's purpose is, and that is communication, communion, abiding in the presence of God.
这就让我们看见神的目的是什么，要我们与他有交通，要我们住在他的里面。
But like anything that's precious to the Lord, there's always opposition.
任何事情是神所宝贵的，也会有他的反对他的。
And to this purpose of God's abiding in us, there is the opposition of self.
神要我们住在他里面，但是我们的他的敌对就是我们自己。
You know, we don't want anyone else to tell us anything. We don't want God to tell us anything.
我们不愿意别人告诉我们怎么样做，我们也不喜欢神告诉我们怎么样做。
When we ate of that fruit, we ate of an individualistic self-life.
我们当我们吃了那个果子以后，我们就吃了要自我独立的那个果子。
And the day you and I were born, we were an independent individual.
我们出生的那天，我们就是一个独立的人。
And even after we were born again, this old disposition didn't just evaporate.
即使我们重生以后，这个老旧的性情并不会立刻就消失了。
The car might have been started by that enlivenment of the Holy Spirit, but there's going to take a lot more to get us to go or to get us to be filled with Christ.
也许借着圣灵的光照，这个车子发动了，但是需要圣灵更多的工作来带领我们。
Besides this selfishness, this self-life, this self-consciousness that plagues us, there's also the world.
除了我们这个己，还有自我重视这种观念以外，还有这个世界。
The world is no friend of God.
世界不是神的朋友。
Satan created the cosmic system.
撒旦建立了这个世界。
And all of these systems, whether it's the government system, the medical system, the education system, the cultural system, all of these systems. This past weekend, someone gave me a book by a Harvard professor on grief therapy.
这个周末有一个人给我一本书，是哈佛一个教授写的，是如何来治疗我的忧伤。
After reading even about the author and where he went to school and he was head of the psychology department, I had my doubts as to how much therapy he could really get.
当我读过这个作者他的学历，他是这个心理学的
But the world has these systems to provide answers apart from God's method.
但是这个世界就用这些有这个制度来给我们一些答案，而是没有神在里面的。
And of course, Satan is also opposed to us abiding in Christ.
当然，撒旦也是不愿意，也是反对我们要住在主里面。
Satan hates the Lord Jesus.
因为撒旦恨恶主耶稣基督。
So many things come into our life throughout the day to sever us from that personal relationship with Him.
在我们生活每天的生活中，有许多事情的发生，就是要断绝我们与基督的关系。
Things that keep us from abiding in Him.
有许多事情发生，就是要我们不让我们住在主里面。
Our own self.
我们的己。
The world and its activities.
这个世界和它的一些活动。
The world's answers.
这世界的答案。
And Satan, who sort of umbrellas this whole thing, orchestrates this whole thing in opposition.To us having a fellowship with the Lord.
撒旦他是主持这一切的事情，他就是不愿意反对我们与主有交通。
But we don't want to leave on a negative note.
我们不愿意留在这个负面的情形。
You know, the Lord has provided a solution so that we can fulfill this purpose.
神给我们的一个答案，所以我们能够来解决这个问题。
And what is his practical purpose?
那他实际的目的是什么呢？
If you get nothing out of this morning,Just go home with God's practical purpose for every one of us this week is to abide in the presence of the Lord every moment.
即使你今天早上没有得到任何东西，希望你记住，就是在这个礼拜每一个时刻里面，神的目的是要我们住在主里面。
First of all, the Lord has given us the cross.
第一个，神给我们十字架。
There were many prayers this morning regarding the cross as we were around the Lord's table.
当我们聚集在主桌子面前的时候，有许多的祷告是关于十字架。
The cross not only takes away our sin.
十字架不仅是除去了我们的罪。
The cross not only satisfies a very severe, just, righteous God.
十字架并不是并不只是满足了神严厉的公义的审判。
We call that propitiation.
它是成为我们的挽回祭。
The cross reconciles us to God.
这十字架乃是叫我们与神和好。
But the cross buries our sin.
这个十字架也埋葬了我们的罪。
Our sins are died, have been brought to death as
我们的罪恶。就我们的罪都已经死了。
But also we've been given life.
我们也他也赐给我们生命。
We've been given the very life of Christ.
基督的生命。
And this is what God says right back there in Genesis. I'll make man in my own likeness.
这就是神在创世纪所说的，我要按着自己的形象造人。
We have the wherewithal to have communion with God because of the cross.
我们因着这个十字架，我们就能够与神有交通。
You know, often when you build a building, you put plumbing in that you will never use, but you put it in. And in this day and age of modern communication, we put many different lines, computer lines, fax lines, telephone lines, that may, a lot of them won't even be used, but we put them in.
我们会把许多的不用的水管，我们现在不用的水管放进去，或者一些不用的线路，我们也会放进去。
We put security systems in these walls.
我们也会把那个安全的系统也放进去。
And this is kind of what God did to us. He puts us into Christ. Now we have the availability. We have the potential of being a worshiper.
神把我们放在基督里面，所以我们就有这个就能够来敬拜神。
We have the wherewithal, the ability to hook up and to live in His presence because of the cross.
我们有这些资源能够来敬拜神，因着他的十字架，我们能够敬拜神。
All we need to do is abandon ourselves to Him daily in order to engage those circuits, His circuit.
我们只要我们每一天把我们自己放下来，我们就能够能够让这些的电路功用起了它的功用。
And as I said earlier, we also have the Word.
我们也有他的话语。
This makes it possible for us to abide in Him.
这也让我们能够住在他里面。
How many times can our cold heart be lifted up when we read the 23rd Psalm?
当我们读诗篇23篇的时候，多少时候我们冷淡的心能够被温暖起来？
Or a discouraged heart, or a disappointed, or a frustrated heart. How many times does God come back and encourage us?
或者是泄气的心，但是多少时候神能够用他的话来激励我们？
He also gave us His own Spirit.
他也给我们他的灵。
And it's His Spirit's number one purpose, not only to interpret the word, but to infuse the person of Christ into our very being.
他的灵的第一个目，首先的目的并不是只是来解释这些话语，乃是把他自己的生命组织在我们的里面。
And when Christ, God has deposited His Son into us, do you see now how it's possible to once again hook up and have a relationship with the Father?
当神把他的儿子基督组织在我们的里面的时候，我们就能够与他有交通。
Sinful man cannot walk as God's friend hand in hand daily, with a holy God.
一个罪恶的人不能够每一天与神同行，与圣洁的神同行。
But when you and I recognize our debt and our inabilities, our inadequacies, then we can walk with the Lord.
若是我们看见我们自己的不行，我们的无能，那我们就能够与神同行。
God is Spirit, and God's Spirit abides in me. These two can come and communicate.
这里是神的灵，神的灵也住在我们的里面，这两个灵就能够交通。
These can now have fellowship.
那他们两个之间能够有交通。
God also uses brothers and sisters.
神也用弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, as we learned this morning when we were studying Joshua 7 and 8, are a part of our very being.
今天早上我们读约书亚记第七章第八章的时候，我们也看见弟兄姊妹就是也是我们的一部分。
You know, again, we often see our individualistic nature when it comes to the body.
当我们在身体里面的时候，我们常常会发现我们自己自我独立的那种性情。
We love to go it on our own.
我们喜欢就按照我们自己意思去走。
Particularly when we're mad.
尤其是当我们生气的时候。
And we fail to realize that brothers and sisters need us and we need them.
我们没有看见说弟兄姊妹们需要我们，我们也需要弟兄姊妹。
Again, that beautiful picture. Christ is the head, there is only one body.
那美丽的图画就让我们看见基督是头，然后我们是他的身体。
And this is why God could say to the children of Israel, you have sinned because there was one body.
就这样子，所以神能够对那以色列民说，你们犯罪了，就是因为他们是一个身体。
So what should be our reaction then when we see one of the brothers or sisters having a problem?
那我若是我们看见一个弟兄姊妹有问题的时候，我们的反应应该是如何呢？
It should be a great motivator to go to the Lord and to pray for that particular person.
我们这个激动我们 来到神的面前，为这个弟兄姊妹们祷告。
For a selfish reason, if no other else, if nothing else.
若是一个自私的人的话，就不用做了。
It will help you.
也许会认为自己会认为会帮助我们。
Hopefully, it will be to satisfy the Lord.
我们希望是能够来满足神。
But the Lord does use the church to teach us what His purpose is.
神是用教会来教导我们，他的目的是什么
？And the Lord also uses our environment and the circumstances and the people that we come into each day.
神也使用我们的环境，我们每天所遇到的人。
All of the things that are around us and occur in the day, the Lord uses those things to bring us back into His presence.
每一天在我们生活中发生的事情或遇见的人，都带我们回到他的同在之中。
I think that it takes us a long time to learn as Christians that a good part of this our walk is going to be suffering.
也需要许多的时间才让我们看见说一个基督徒的最好的一部分就是那个苦难。
And I think if we look at just two people, Jesus and the Apostle Paul, we see two men that really didn't have what we would say a whole lot of normal fun.
在主耶稣的身上，在保罗的身上，我们看见他们并没有像一般人那样子有许多的欢喜的事情。
Much of their life involved misunderstanding and pressure and disappointment.
在他们的生活里面，常常有许多的误解，许多的压力。
But as in their life, so in our life.God uses those things, what? To bring us to Him.
在他们的生活上，在他们的身上，在我们的生活中，我们的身上，神用这些事情让我们带我们回到他自己里面。
The failures, the disappointment, the sickness, the death on this world, on us all, what? Lifts us out of this earthly thing that we're attached to what? To have communion with the Lord.
不管是一些灰心的事情，或者是疾病，甚至死亡都是让我们带领我们离开这些残累我们的世事里面，让我们进到他住在他的里面。
Besides the cross and the Holy Spirit and the Word and brothers and sisters in our environment, the Lord gives us this beautiful word, prayer.
除了十字架、世界，还有这些弟兄姊妹们和他的话语之外，神还给我们一个祷告。
I don't think there's a word that becomes more misunderstood.
这个话，这个字，这个词常常让我们误解了。
We have a tendency to make it religious so easily.
我们常常把这个字变成非常的宗教化。
Prayer is just simply talking to God.
祷告就是很简单的，就是来与神说话。
24 hours a day.
一天24小时。
Lord, thank you.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, give me wisdom here.
主在这里请你给我智慧。
Lord, what do I do over here?
主我在这里应当怎么样做。
And then another thank you.
然后感谢。
And these are the things that we can do all during the day while we're on a job, while we're on a secular job, in our heart, we can constantly be saying, thank you. This is living in the presence of the Lord.
虽然我们每一天生活在世上的工作里面，但是在我们的心里面，我们可以一直的跟神说，与神交通，跟神谢谢。
Tomorrow will have some type of a job to go to.
许多的人明天要回到他们的工作里面。
You have many things to preoccupy your mind.
有许多事情会占据了我们的思想。
In fact, you need to use your mind on your job. You cannot be concentrating, or memorizing scripture when you are supposed to be working on a problem.
你必须要全心注意在你的工作上，你不能够一边背圣经一边来工作。
So how are you going to live in the presence of the Lord from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
那明天早上从早上七点钟到晚上七点钟，你如何活在神的同在之中呢？
We live in our heart in the presence of the Lord.
我们乃是在我们的心里面住在神的同在之中。
So that whenYour supervisor comes up and criticizes you. You can debate this outside, but in your heart, there is peace.
也许当你的老板来批评你的工作，你可以跟他 辩论，但是在您的心里面却有平安。
When Jesus was falsely criticized, he opened not his mouth.
当主耶稣被人误解的时候
，He didn't have to defend himself.
他不需要为他自己辩护。
Because of his communion with the Lord.
因为他在里，因为他在里面与他的父神有交通。
The same is true tomorrow when you receive a praise.
同样的也是当你得到称赞的时候。
You can say thank you to your supervisor, but in your heart you say thank you, Lord.
你外面可以跟你的老板说谢谢，但你内心里面就跟神谢谢。
We have a tendency to say, well, it's about time. I deserve that.
我们常常会有这种态度，就是说，这是我应得的。
And that takes us back to our problem of self-glory.
这又带我们回到我们的问题里面，就是我们自我荣耀里面。
Taking the credit.
自己得到称赞。
And this communion with the Lord is broken.
那我们与神之间的交通就断绝了。
And the very purpose why you and I are here is not established.
那你我在世上的真正的目的就没有被建立起来。
So.Why were you created?
所以为什么你被造呢？
Can you answer that after this hour?
经过这个小时后，你能够回答这个问题吗？
You know, if you were to go out of here and this week ask the first 100 believers that you come in contact with, why were they created?You would get 100 different answers.
若是你去问100个信主的人，为什么你被创造？为什么你被创造？他们会给你100个不同的答案。
Why were you created in the likeness of God?
为什么你是照着神的形象造的？
Another question: Are you living in the presence of the Lord?
你是否活在神的同在之中呢？
Is there the potential?To live in the presence of the Lord.
你有没有这个能力来活在神的同在之中，资源活在神的同在之中呢？
One time, a brother asked Watchman Nee, said, "What is the fastest way to gain maturity?"
有一个弟兄曾经问尼托森弟兄说，能够达到能够成长的最快的方法是什么？
Is it Christian work? Is it having gospel meeting?
是不是用一些基督教的工作或者是福音传福音呢？
Studying the word, going to Bible school.
是不是去圣经学院或者是读神的话语呢？
And Watchman Nee answered, he said, "Live in the presence of the Lord."
那尼弟兄就回答他说，乃是住在神的同在之中。
What will prepare us for meeting the Lord Jesus face to face at the judgment seat of Christ?
我们怎么能够来预备我们自己，让我们有一天在神的宝座前审判台前与他面对面呢？
Is Abel and Enoch and Abraham and David going to have any problem standing face to face before the judgment seat of Christ?
亚伯、以诺、挪亚、大卫，他们有他们会不会有任何的问题站在基督的审判台前呢？
They all were great sinners.
他们
David, Moses, Paul, all were murderers.
他们都是罪人。
But they're not going to have any problem standing before the Lord Jesus. Why?
但是他们在主的面前并不会有任何的问题。为什么？
Because like Enoch, they walk with God.
因为就像以诺一样，他们与神同行。
Like Noah, they walk with God.
就像挪亚一样，他们与神同行。
What is keeping the Lord from returning right now to take us home?
是什么事情拦阻神的主的再来带我们回天家呢？
He's simply waiting for a people who live in his presence every moment of the day.
他乃是在等待有一般的人愿意住在他的同在之中。
And that is the church, and that's being assembled on all four corners of the earth right now. That's being marshaled into place.
这就是教会，这在世界各地。正在被建立中。
And each one of us can be one of those.
我们每一个人都能够成为其中的一份子。
Now being born again is not enough.
只仅仅重生并不足够。
I pray that everyone here this morning has received Christ.
我祷告每一个人在座人都得到基督。
Step one.
这是第一步。
But the main purpose.
但是主要的目的。
Is abiding and living in the presence of the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a day.
乃是生活住在神的同在之中24小时一天365一年365天一
年。A long time.
很长的时间。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, it's hard for us to understand that a perfect, holy, righteous God would want and desire to have fellowship with people who are totally independent and have gone astray.
亲爱的天父，实在让我们很难能够明白说一个圣洁公义的神，愿意与我们这些不值得的离开神的人在一起。
But Father, we just praise you this morning. We worship you. Because that is truly your plan.
但神，我们感谢，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你，因为这就是你的计划。
You have made provision so that we, each one of us, can be brought into an intimate oneness with thee.
你也为我们预备，让我们能够进到与你有这样亲密合一的关系里去。
We can commune with you every moment of the day.
我们在每一天生活中每一时刻都能够与你交通。
And just as your word said, giving thanks in all things.
就像你说的，在凡事上谢恩。
Even the rain, the clouds that come into our life, we're to give thanks to.
即使在我们的生活中有乌云有下雨，我们也愿意向你感谢。
We praise you today that you've included us.
我们感谢你，你把我们也包括在里面。
You've called us out of the world. We are the church, the called out one.
你呼召我们离开这个世界，我们乃是教会。
For the purpose of communing with you.
目的就是为了要与你有交通。
Thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
感谢你，靠主耶稣的名。